Yeah, you want my level. Yeah, my level. I'm a sucker for your body type. The higher tempo matches your mind. Never been one to settle with you. You show me something profound. Who wouldn't wanna hold you down? I'll never let you go. You're never judgmental. Judgmental. You build me up and never tear me down. Put you first and never in the background. Loving you is simple. So simple. You're my shady spot on sunny days. Your summer to my ocean waves.
What's up, everybody? Feeling friends, we're back in the house. What's going on?
Hey.
Another Sunday. I'm so happy to be here. Feeling friends, sponsored by the Pluck Report. I'm here today with my line brother, one of my best friends.
Hey, let's go.
Trayvon. We'll call you
Trayvon. Trayvon
Davis.
We'll
call you
Trayvon.
Trayvon Davis is in the studio.
That's me, baby.
With me today. I'm so happy that you're
That's
here.
Fine,
I got a homegirl here.
Hey.
Hey, Terry. Too loud.
That's how we do.
We also have a live studio audience.
We what? Go, baby.
How you doing? Hey,
that's Miss Ray.
Miss Ray, how you doing? Thank you so much for being here. We're going to have a great show today for you guys. Feeling friends, sponsored by the Plug Report.
Let's go, Plug Davis. Report.
Trayvon Davis is in a
come on,
really
sponsors.
Great show. I'm the sponsor. So everybody know, Plug Report is my website that's currently down, but it'll be back up by the end of the week. So what's going on, Trayvon?
You know what? I just came from my show and rushed here real quick.
You did.
A
and
rush.
You got me rushing. And you're out of breath. It's okay.
I literally just got in here. And,
you can't hear?
Yeah.
You can't hear.
I literally just got in here. And coming from Five Guys Named Mo.
Five Guys Named
Five
Mo.
Five Guys
Fat
Named
Mo. Little
it.
Mo. Skinny Mo.
Yep. Fat Mo. So it's Little Mo. Little that's Mo. Me, clearly. Little Mo. Big Mo. No Mo. Four-Eyed Mo. and Eatmo.
Listen, this show was probably the best show that I've seen in a long time, man.
It's straight. Bro, thank you, man.
I saw it last Sunday.
Word, bro.
You gave me the hookup on the tickets, man. I'm so happy.
Hey, let's go. One more weekend, too.
One more weekend. So tell us where there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm trying to get Jermon's headphones. And it's my birthday week. My birthday.
Hey, Gemini's in the building. Yay! My birthday was yesterday. Yeah, happy birthday to you.
Did you have a party?
I actually went to Disneyland.
Did you?
Because, you know, when you get to 2012.
2012.
In your age. 20 plus 12. You just want to enjoy life. You know what I mean? We did the partying and good times in Atlanta when all of us was in Atlanta together.
The funny thing about it is... we all went to Clark Atlanta University.
Clark Atlanta!
A-R-K-A-T-L-A-T-A-U! University C-A-U!
Hey!
So this is like homecoming up in here. I didn't expect this today. I'm so happy. You know what? Call us up at 323-293-3375. Everything today. We're going to talk about his show. We're going to talk about his life experience.
And I want to say something. Not to cut you off. Thank you for having me, bro.
Oh, thank you for being here.
I really appreciate this.
And you know what? You're my line brother.
Come on, LB. We got to say
what we're going to do.
We can't just leave the people wondering, you know.
We are members of the greatest, the oldest.
The oldest and the
coldest.
Come on, brother.
The oldest and the what?
Come on. The what?
Coldest. Come on.
But look, we old heads now. We ain't gonna give our ages away.
You're the old head. Oh! I'm the young head. I just turned 25.
Oh, okay. Come on, Benjamin. As in button.
Well, we're so happy to be here, and this is unexpected. We have a studio audience.
Yes,
thank you so much, Ray. Is it Ray?
It's Ray.
Miss Ray.
And you know what, Terry Sims, actually Terry. Just came from seeing the show.
Right, tell me about the show. Ray, did you come from the show too?
Sure did.
She did.
Tell me about the show. What was your experience with? Tell the audience. Hold on, let's start from this.
Yes,
we're all over the place right now, you guys. We're excited because my line brother's here. Terry's here.
Keep going.
Okay, so let me know. What was your experience with the show?
Well, it honestly, I was so excited when he was saying he was going to be in this. We talked about this for like weeks before you even posted it on social media. You're like, I'm about to be in this show and it's going to be so exciting. You have to come see me. I was like, of course, because everything he does, I support you 100%.
Absolutely.
And it honestly was amazing. The talent there was so great. Like,
wasn't it awesome?
They did so good. Like the skill level that they had to have to do that. Like,
and Trevon is like a triple threat.
Yes, like singing, dancing, acting.
Wait, I would consider myself a singer and actor who moves well, because you ain't gonna see me kicking my forehead and doing multiple twirls or what they be saying.
But you were. You were.
Everything is French. They'd be like, watch me do this double frap. Double frappuccino. Sound like double you ordered Starbucks.
Double shot.
That's so funny.
Just
let people know, Trevon, what's the name of the show again?
The name of the show is Five Guys Named Mo. Mm-hmm. It's playing at the Ebony Repertory. The Ebony Repertory Theater that's here in Mid-City in Los Angeles.
Mid-City. Is that Mid-City?
Okay. Boulevard.
Is that what they call Mid-City? Yep. You sound like a gentrifier. It's Mid-City.
I want to come here. Right. I want to have a good time.
I want to make it a Hester Barack Obama.
Why did I say like he's going to gentrify? But I do want you to see the show. It's
an excellent show.
It's amazing.
Tell them the cast members. One of the guys from Baba Tunde.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you a story about that?
Yeah, tell him a story. But then we also have a weird situation, too, because his brother, Baba Tunde, he's actually my stage mentor, Akeem Baba Tunde.
I'm going to tell you about the
which
power
is his brother.
Of speaking life into existence.
Man, so, yeah, go ahead and let us know about
because
that.
Because I tell you this, my first professional show was Dream Girls in New York at the Apollo
Which
Theater.
I saw.
Right, bro, you did. And which
did.
Is a whole another experience.
What, 5 years ago? 6 years ago?
What, bro? That was, five. Okay, I was like, wait, that was, no, actually, that was 7 years ago.
Was it 7 years
seven
ago?
7 years ago.
That was my TV show was 7 years ago.
2009. We dating ourselves.
Was it that?
However, wow, yes. But listen to this, bro. I'm going to tell you about God. I was trying to, and this is how I met your mentor as well.
Trevon is grabbing me right now.
No,
kind of funny.
It's so funny. Wait a minute.
Not like that, but it's so funny.
But so I did Dreamgirls like as CC White. Right?
Absolutely.
And
we
I was
are a big old family, like a big ass tree.
Oh, but that's the midnight version.
That's an inside joke.
But, so, I was researching the cast and the original. I said I want to dig deep and see who did this role first.
Yeah,
this is back in 2009, my first professional.
And this
show.
Is with Loretta Devine and that original cast.
The original cast, with, Dreamgirls, Loretta Devine,
Shirley, Moesha's mama.
Yes, Moesha's mama, and of course. Jennifer Holliday, which is, you know. But so how about Oba Baba Tunde? He's the original CC. So I was like, how can I get in contact with him?
Absolutely.
And you hooked me up with his brother.
Did you ever meet a kid?
I, you know what? I met him on Facebook.
So, you know, it's so weird because we've actually had a conversation. Javon and I have been in the entertainment.
Chemistry. We've been in the entertainment chemistry.
Okay. Entertainment. We have a call too on the line for a while. And it's so funny. Akeem, and you know this, Malik Yoba is actually, I mentioned this before on the show, has been my mentor. And he became my stage mentor.
Bro.
And you're close now with Oba. It's a small world.
Right. So I was getting to Oba Baba Tunde. I was researching him. Couldn't get to him. Seven years later. I am working directly with him. And you know what I call him? I call him Legend. And he is one of the most wise and smart.
And you're sitting next to me. And I'm a legend.
Oh, wait a second.
Oh, we have a call on the line. Go ahead. We have a call on the line. We'll take you. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on? It's Kobe.
Hey, Kobe.
What's going on, brother? How you doing? It's one of my homeboys. Kobe, how are you?
Hey, Kobe.
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Good. Well, man, thank you so much for listening to us. We really appreciate it. So what's going on with you?
I'm watching a basketball game, and I was listening to y'all on the radio at the same time.
Man, you know what? Thank you so much.
Let's go, Warriors.
Thank you so
much. 60-61, Golden State by one.
Come on, baby. Come on, Golden State.
Oh,
no. So you must be going for Cleveland.
Oh, no. You know, I represent Steph Curry. So.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Boom.
Well, we appreciate you, Kyle. You got a question for us, brother?
I was listening to your radio show, man.
Man, we really appreciate it. I appreciate that.
I like what y'all got going on, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to continue to report and try to get more of my friends to listen to y'all, man.
That's great.
That's awesome, bro.
Meet up with y'all.
Yeah, definitely. Kobe, man, you know what? I really appreciate that. And, you know, I got to get you on the show, too, all right?
For sure, brother, man. I got your number. I'll link up.
Well, thank you so much, okay? We'll talk to you soon. I'm going to hit you up after the show, all right?
For sure.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Later.
All right. Okay. Did we have another call, Felicia? No. Okay, so back to Javon. So you know, it's funny how everything works because I actually remember it was me, you, and Ivy.
Ivy.
Back
Ivy.
In Atlanta. We actually went to go see the movie Dreamgirls. It was like a whole bunch of them. It was, we're the bros, we're the alphas.
Remember, I was talking
to a bunch of AKAs, remember?
You said, I know you don't be quiet during movies. And that was the first movie I was ever quiet.
Javon doesn't shut up, ever.
You, bro.
And I said,
when I'm talking, see? For y'all who are afraid of us, what might happen?
Look, Javon doesn't shut up.
Hey,
bro. Well, that's going to make a really good show, too. So, you know, we're jumping all over the place here. But Trevon is here. Miss Sims is here. She's actually a fashion model.
I am.
Yes.
And I have beautiful clothes for women.
And she's absolutely gorgeous.
Aw, thank you.
And she's beautiful. And it's her birth. She's a Gemini like me.
Yes.
So we're
y'all crazy.
Five per six
y'all
personality.
Crazy. We're creative.
That's
what that means. We're not crazy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Ray.
Creative
in the mind. Creative in dual. Realistic minds at the same time.
So let the people know about you and what you have going on, and so we can, so they can know who else is on the show with us today.
Yeah, I actually design clothes for curvy women, and it's been kind of exciting because I have my fall collection coming out, and I'm excited to kind of put that out and get feedback from everybody. I definitely want everyone's feedback, so check out my website and Twitter.
What's the website?
Instagram. It's Terry Kamara, so it's Y-O-U T-H-E-A R-Y-K-H-M-E-R. And
okay.
You can add that at any of the social media. And just check it out. I love your feedback. And, you know, I'm definitely here to try to, you know, make a difference the best that I can.
Well, we
and
appreciate
so,
that.
You
we
know,
really
I
do.
Love that the fact that you guys have this going on. When I was at the show, Trayvon was like, oh, I'm about to go see Phil. I was like, I'm coming.
I'm
coming.
So
I'm coming.
So now you
got to
come to my birthday party next week. So call us up at 323-293-3375. 323-293-3375. We also have a call on the line. Caller, are you there? What's up?
Hi, I am here.
Hello, how are you?
Hey.
I'm great. How are you? It's my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Hey, hold on, wait. Is this
Yesterday. Yeah.
Hey, it's my mom's older sister. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Are you having a good time? We're doing well.
I am. Good.
Thank you so much.
I'm watching the game. I've been trying to get you for a while now. Y'all busy, right?
Oh, you know what? I thank God for that.
Come on.
Somebody's calling. This is the first time.
Hey, hallelujah. God is calling.
Hold on now. We don't want
to call. Wait, I don't know.
Thank you so much for calling us. We love you.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much.
And keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you so much. And I love you. And thank you for your support. I really do.
I like you. Talk soon.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Again, we're on Morris Media Live Radio with Trevon and Miss Sims. Woo-hoo. You know, I always get your name mixed up because I always want to say, what do I say?
Theory. He said Theory coming. Bro, Terry. The H is silent.
But call us up at 323-293-3375. Y'all, this is a hotline. We got everybody going to the phone lines. Hey, who is this?
Lauren.
Hey, Lauren.
Stop screaming so much, Trevon.
I'm sorry.
Lauren, what's going on? Thank you so much for calling and listening to us over here at Morris Media Live. Phil and Friends, sponsored by the Plug. How you doing?
Amazing. You guys are amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are amazing.
What's going on with you, Lauren?
Nothing. I am trying to catch up with you guys. I want to help promote the show. I want to help promote the clothing line. I want to help promote
everything. Thank you.
You know what? Can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
It is so important, y'all, to have really amazing, wonderful friends and support.
Yes.
And when I'm talking about true friends, I'm talking about some support that you can call on at any time of the night. You can text. I'm talking about this.
And Lauren is one of those people.
What?
Lauren Sellers? You are that person.
I'm talking about somebody on the phone right now who, throughout my whole career,
yes,
when I'm feeling, I could be like, you know what? I'm feeling low. I'm feeling like, I don't know if I could do this.
She was a friend that you
called,
right?
When I tell you I've called Lauren. Lauren, you remember this, right? It's been days where I would call Lauren and I said, I had to learn a script. No, some music for a Broadway show called Porgy and Bess. And I called Lauren. I said, Lauren, I don't know if I could do this. Lauren said, without a hesitation of agreeing with me, she said, what? I'm saying like a friend that has an attitude because they're like, do you know
do
who you are?
Who you are, exactly.
What? And do you know who, like, Lauren is that person. I'm telling you, my 211-104 fam.
If I have to remind you who you are and whose hand you hold, I will.
Absolutely. Come on, and
Lauren, we need those. We need those kind of people to support us. And what do you say to people like Trevon and Terry about going through difficult times and people not supporting them, Lauren? What is your advice to people who are listening who people don't support them? What would you tell them?
Eliminate those people immediately because they have to be founded and people that are believers and people that can play with you and people that know you and who you are so that they can always be a constant reminder no matter what happens. There are too many naysayers in this world that want to see you fail. The second that you have somebody that believes in you more than you believe in yourself, those are the people that you tap into. Those are the people that are going to pour into you. Anybody else needs to immediately be eliminated from your life.
Absolutely.
Discernment is key.
Yes.
Well, Lauren, we thank you so much. And this phone call and people calling in today means a lot.
What?
It really does, especially to me.
You guys have a great show. I love you both. I love you too, young lady. I've not met you, but I wish you all the success.
Aw, thank you. Well, we will have a new friendship starting now.
Yes, you will.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Lauren. We love you, okay?
Thank you, Lauren,
for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Lauren was so nice. Lauren, everybody's calling in because you're here. You're here.
You're here.
So call us up 323-293-3375. But we're going to talk about, that's what I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Felicia, do we have Trevon's song by chance? So when we come back from break, we're going to play your song now. What's the name of this song?
The name of the song is You've Got to Live.
You've Got to Live.
Hey, you better know it.
So we're going to play it. We'll be right back. We're going to talk. We're going to get more in depth with Trevon.
I should keep on going. Tears, confusion. Why do I keep on losing? No more options. There's nothing left. I look in the mirror, but I can't. can't see myself. I know you can't see it. I know you can't feel it. You are more than this. You are more than what you're facing. Hold on, hold on. You'll see that one step at a time becomes one day at a time into a beautiful lifetime. You've got to leave. But the hurt inside has weighed you down. No, God, it's just too heavy. You're feeling all alone. Everything, everything's gone wrong. Motivation just not there. You don't care. So listen, just be and let it be. It's not bad as it may seem. Exist. Take it slow and just know one step at a time becomes one day at a time into a beautiful lifetime. You've got to leave.
Back with Phil and Friends, sponsored by The Plug Report. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm so happy to have my in-studio guest. I have Ray as a studio audience.
Yay, Ray!
Trevon Davis is here, one of my best friends, a line brother. Terry Sims is also in the studio with us. Trevon, tell us about the inspiration for this song, You've Got to Live, that we just heard.
You know what? The first inspiration, of course, is my passion for singing and performing. Mm-hmm. And I've always wanted to have something that was Tyler Perry'd. Uh-huh. verb, meaning, I wanted to write it, direct it, produce it, sing it.
And fund it.
And I did. Honestly, yeah. I did.
Because I put on a wig. No.
And put on a dress and was like, you know what? But I honestly, and I was on the road, and I bought like a little portable studio.
Mm-hmm.
And made it happen. But
And you've always done that, though. I mean, that's one of the things that people don't know. We were talking about this. Toronto and I are line brothers. And we've been knowing each other since we were, what, 18? Like, 18 years old at Brawley Hall.
Like, you're the freshman.
If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be an alpha. I just want to put that out there.
Now that, though. That.
But go ahead. But on a serious note,
I know.
You've been writing songs for a while. Ever since we've been Heritage Commons and everything like that. Yeah.
So. Yeah, always been a passion of mine. And, I got serious about it and said, I want something that's mine, though. I was tired of going through managers, studios. I said, you know what? I can do this myself. And I literally said, now what do I want to write? I want to write something that could reach everybody. And on a serious tip, I had a friend who had a friend that passed.
Mm.
And the friend died because he committed suicide.
Oh, wow.
He did. And you know, it's crazy. His name was It was either Taylor or Davis, which, you know.
We don't have to say his name, but yeah.
Yeah, but meaning it was a connection to me because that's my, you know, it had a connection to me. So I said, you know what? I want something where if you're on your last leg, you could listen to and say, you know what? I'm inspired to just live a little bit
and
more.
And I'm able to live.
Yes, seriously. I mean, you've got to live. But literally the words and everything. And it came from a period in my life, a down period where I needed to pick me up.
Right.
Yeah.
Something that I could listen to say, oh, wow. Like,
because the funny part about it is so many people go through so many things.
Yeah.
And, you know, we could be going through stuff and people have no idea what you're going through. You can look good. You can look good like Terry.
But, yes.
Or you can look beat up like Trevon.
And what are
Trevon
you?
Trevon is living, though. You
and
see
what
him
is
living?
Phil? I'm like, and you're what are you?
But at the same time, people need to know that it's okay. You're going to go through some stuff, but you're going to get out of it. It's going to be fine. You can't pay your rent this month, but guess what? You may go win the lottery tomorrow.
Come on.
But if you don't live,
how'd you know?
And listen to this, bro. And speaking on that same note, I have a lyric in there that I say, take it one day at a time. That's like the pre-chorus because my mom, like she
Frenchetta
was
Davis.
Frenchetta. Boy, you better know. That's how you know you ain't paper. Wait, no. Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity is a non-hazing fraternity. That's what I'm saying.
But however, Alpha Phi chapter. Let's go.
Let's go Alpha Phi. But meaning my mom was going through a sickness and a battle herself. And you know the first thing she would always say. My bad, I gotta get into the mic. She would always say, "How you doing, Mom?" Or people say, "How you doing, Frenchetta?" She said, "I'm taking it one day at a time.
One day at a time."
What? And that even right now to hear that almost gives it gives me
this peace.
What? Like I'm taking it one day at a time, and like to know that now in my adult life, like I lost her when I was 20. No, I didn't lose her. I'm sorry, I gained her on a spiritual level I was 20.
That's true.
And I get that now. And even now, I would say one moment at a time.
Right.
Like, but she would say one day at a time. So the song basically was just an inspiration to keep going. Right. And that's what I want people to get from it. I want people to keep going because of a message that says, One day at a time turns into a beautiful lifetime.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Call us up at 323-293-3375. Again, the number is 323-293-3375. We got a lot of people trying to call in. So just keep calling. Until we pick up, we gonna pick up.
we gonna have get a call the call waiting phone. Set
so
up.
Caller, caller, are you there?
We gonna install that.
I'm here.
Hello, how are you? Who are we speaking with?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Brittany. Hey,
Brittany.
Hey, what's going on, Brittany? How are you?
I'm good. Hanging out, watching the game, listening to you guys.
We thank you so much for listening to Brittany. That really means a lot. That means a lot to us. And you're out here in California. So
I am.
So what advice would you have for someone, especially in the entertainment industry, because Brittany is a casting director.
Come on,
she's a huge casting director.
Oh, fill up.
So cool.
Did I have to put that out there? I'm sorry.
No, do it. Because
but think about it, Brittany, because I remember talking to you back in the day when we were seniors in college.
Yes, bro.
And I remember you saying, I am going to do something.
Oh!
You said in my office, that she's president. You said, I'm going to be a casting director. And by God, she is. Trevon is shouting in here. Lord Jesus. But give someone advice on, you know, if they're trying to make it and trying to live through, you know, whatever they're going through. Give us some advice.
You know, really, I'm kind of surprised of where I am right now, but I'm not really surprised because, you know, God got me here. But I wanted to do something. I set my mind to it, and I did it. I never thought I would, really. And I hate to say that because it's not like I didn't believe in myself. I just never thought I'd have the courage to fight to get here.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I just feel like dreams do come true because I'm living mine.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
They always come true. You just got to work to get it, you know?
They do.
I really just feel like what's for you is for you, and it will be yours.
Absolutely.
And I will say something on Brittany's tip from what she just said. You have to invest in other people as well because –
yeah.
Brittany is a person that, for me, like she has supported everything that
really
I
has.
Have done.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, Brittany has, I'm serious. Brittany has looked at me in the eyes and said, "Oh,
you're a mess."
No. Good night. Good night. Brittany just messed up a special moment. Brittany has looked at me and said, "Oh, oh, you about to make it. If somebody else.
Brittany has been like, but we know Brittany's like,
oh, somebody, they going to pick you up. If you ain't on somebody TV, then that's pretty. And when I tell you though, and I say invest in someone, I ain't talking about money.
Right.
I'm talking about that was just a spiritual that investment.
Absolutely.
That Brittany might not even remember or Absolutely. Even know about, but that's something that spoke to me and said, wow.
Right.
From somebody saying, I see this in you, Absolutely. Or you're about to make it happen. No matter, I don't care how many stages you get on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You like we said, some people, you wear the mask. You might not know that until somebody just says, I see this.
And you know, the funny part of you do and Brittany, and also with you too, you did the same thing to me. Brittany sent me on an audition.
Are you kidding me?
She said, Phil, let's sit down and talk about this radio show. So we appreciate you, Brittany, and we thank you for investing in us.
That's so sweet.
You know, it's those little things that people do.
It seriously. Yeah. Investments, little investments that you think we all think money.
Yeah.
No.
It's just those little things from your friends that mean a lot.
Absolutely.
It really does.
Or strangers, you know?
Well, we love you, Brittany. Thank you so much for calling us.
Love y'all too.
We got to get you on the show.
I'm still listening. I mean, I hate the sound of my voice, so I'm glad I'm not listening to myself.
Oh, you sound wonderful.
You sound great,
Brittany. You sound wonderful. We got to get you on the show, okay?
Guys.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks. I love you guys.
Love you. Well, call us up at 323-293-3375. We're here with Terry. Terry, what do you think about that getting over stuff and getting and people investing in you? Because you've been around for a while in the fashion industry. And
yeah. I started out as a plus-size model, so I was able to kind of see, you know, the need and the lack of, like, in the retail industry for women that are curvy and actually having clothing that suited them in a way where they didn't feel like they were going to church on Sunday or wearing your grandma's old clothes.
You got
to
cover up.
Yeah,
all that sparkly.
Like you can't show nothing, you know. And I just wanted to be able to provide something because, you know, I am my own customer. And,
you are.
And it is something
and you've
that,
always been fabulous.
Oh, she's thank you. Fabulous.
No, seriously. she take 10 minutes to take a selfie. It's true.
Hold on, now some of the things you've been in. Have you been in the Elaine Bryant?
Yeah, as a model when I was modeling.
Ricky Lake.
You remember that?
I was on Ricky Lake show. Yeah, BET, Rip the Runway, and I was able to.
You were fighting on Ricky Lake.
It was classy though. It was classy.
I kept the cue. You know, no, I've been blessed to be able to really have the people like you say that are investing in me and believe in me. All the things that I seek to do and to try to, you know, do the best that I can, and it's and to ultimately give back. I think sowing seeds is so important. The people that you meet to continue to always sow those seeds towards, you know, your purpose that each person has individually, you know. And it's amazing to see the people that I'm surrounded by and the people that God brought to me, because it's only elevating each other in their level.
Absolutely.
And I feel like me and Trayvon has something to do, and whatever that is, if we weren't coming together, would never have manifested.
Come on.
And this wouldn't have happened either. And
absolutely.
I absolutely adore you guys and so excited to, you know, what's to come.
Love you.
And I'm so happy that you're here. We got a caller on the line.
Yay.
The phone lines are blowing up. Caller, are you there?
Boom.
Hey, caller, what's up?
They just shy.
Caller.
Hello, greetings.
Hi.
Hello, greetings. How are you?
This is Kelly. Peace and love.
Kelly Reed.
Hey.
Yes, baby.
Hey, Kelly.
Yay.
How are you, Kelly?
How are you?
Kelly is one of our fellow actors here in Los Angeles. How are you, Kelly?
Voices.
Good to hear you too. Hey. Kelly's actually going to be on the show. Yeah. We're going to bring her back with you too.
Come on, Michigan.
Detroit.
All day.
Detroit, Detroit. Right. Is that what they call it? Is that the French term?
I don't know. I'm
DTW.
Flint.
Flint.
I'm Flint. Flint town all day.
Kelly, what's going on with you? So tell
us. I just tuned in not too long ago because I just saw it on Facebook. I was like, oh,
you know. Thank you so much, Kelly. Kelly, that is so. We love you. You tell us about your background because you've been in the entertainment. It's like an entertainment show today.
It is.
What you've been? You she was the first African American to die on. What was a TV show? African American woman. No, I'm serious. On what's the show? Well, The Walking Dead, right? Hold on, we can't hear. Kelly laughing, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was the first.
Hello, thank you. We gotta give you clap.
Yay!
That show is a hit. People love Walking Dead, right?
Yes, yes.
So
I also, this is my second time living out here. The first time,
Hold on, we can barely hear you.
Can you hear me?
Okay, go ahead.
I said the first time I lived out here, I had the opportunity to play a suicide bomber.
Oh, wow. Travon's laughing. Travon's laughing.
No, because I'm laughing at the first, you know, everybody got a first African American something. It's like, bitch, I was the first African American who died on a horror series. I was the first African American. I'm sorry, but that's funny to me.
Well, we appreciate you. So tell us about you getting through your difficulties and people. You know, it's tough in the industry and people don't really want to support you. So how did you get through that and how did you maintain your sanity in the industry?
I'm still getting through this shit. I mean, excuse my friend. Can I
come Kelly, we can't hear you.
You can't hear me.
We think it's the Walking Dead in the back.
Said it's the Walking Dead.
They haunt you. The first to die twice.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, perfect. Perfect. Turn your radio down. Turn the radio down.
I'm trying to play the radio and talk.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't do that. Okay. We heard people screaming. What's going on?
Terry says the Walking Dead is coming back for your ass.
Part two.
The Walking Dead is the living alive.
Okay. You got to excuse us. We've had a few drinks in the studio today, but go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah, everybody wants to see me as kind of zombie
event
was in a play here. Okay.
Yeah,
either people want to get me killed or want to see me killed.
Wow.
Kill it there.
Well, you know, you're a great actress, and I actually remember you working at Clark Atlanta with
CAU players.
But what? Yes. What was our friend who passed away? Carol Mitchell Leon, right?
Yes.
And I remember you worked with her.
Yes, Mama Leon.
Mama Leon. And I remember, and Kelly has always been a wonderful actress.
Oh my God! Play. And
so
always
we hope to see. We need to do something and put something on Netflix or
what
something.
And I said you've always been in it and pursuing it.
Absolutely.
Ask me like, how do I get through it? Hell, I'm still going through it,
huh? Right. Well, we're going to have Kelly on the studio. We're going to have her up here. So we're going to bring you up here in the next couple of weeks, okay?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We love you. She's the first African American today.
The first.
Well, Kelly, you should be
American.
You should be. You know, I knew that about you, right? So that should be.
Yes.
You know, I know who I'm talking to, right? I follow you, so. Yes. But we love you, okay?
Thank you so much. And remember, we'll find a way or make one.
Hello. Find a way or make one.
Ooh, we should have said that earlier.
Find a way or make one. We love you, Kelly. Thank you so much for calling in.
Love you, too.
Okay. Bye. You guys call us up at 323-293-3375. We're going to go to a quick break right quick. I'm playing at Charlie Wilson. Charlie Wilson blessed, because we all blessed up in here, right?
No.
I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm gonna shout you out and I'm gonna testify and we're gonna have a little church up in there.
Oh, I'm waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wifey fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up.
Listen.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes.
I'm blessed.
Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, ask me how I'm doing. I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, playing cards, laughing hard, barbecuing, waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good. Really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if
If you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I'll tell you what's up. Listen. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. Try to tear us all down, but I gotta thank God every day above ground. Know the devil working day and night, but I look him in the eyes and you a damn lie. And I know I could've died in the nighttime. I'm still around because I hear work, not because I'm mad. And I'm up on the doing time, got a message for you. Might be stressing out, but there's some blessing coming. And when it do, through all the party and the nonsense, just take some time to thank God for what he done. When you ponder, you run with, come with them negative comments, trying to get you to do something. You better not follow them dummies, I swear, I declare. So my power in prayer, you had no idea. God is all.
And we're back, Phil and Friends, sponsored by The Plug Report. I'm here every Sunday, 2 hours of 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Y'all, we are so turned up in the studio.
We're having a good time.
Yeah. We have some libations sponsored by Trevon.
Sponsored by Trevon and Jack Daniels.
So we're going to play a little game right quick. We're going to start with Terry, okay?
Okay.
It's called 10 rounds, all right? So I have to read my handwriting, but we're going to do this. It's going to be real quick. You got to answer it.
The first thing I can think of.
Okay, the first thing you think of. And call us up at 323-293-3375. Again, the number is 323-293-3375. Say it with me.
323-293-3375.
Lord have mercy. All right, 10 rounds. 10 seconds, whatever, with Terry.
Okay.
Terry Sims, all right? All right, and 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who is your favorite actor?
Will Smith.
What's your favorite song? Favorite singer?
Brandy.
Favorite TV show? First car.
Is it that for real? Shit.
Honda Accord.
Middle name?
Terry's my middle name.
What's your first name?
Next question.
How you gonna stop
favorite city?
Portland, Oregon.
Favorite candy?
Ferrero Rocher.
Oh,
I'm fancy.
Terrell, like, what is Ferrero Rocher?
Right. Who is that? What kind of candy do she make?
All right, Terrell, it's your turn.
Yep, let's go.
You got to go fast. You got to hit up, right?
I'm going to miss five of these.
Favorite actor?
Denzel Washington.
Favorite song? You know I know Denzel. Favorite song?
Anything.
Favorite singer?
John Legend.
Favorite TV show?
Family Matters.
First, First car.
A Skylark.
Middle name.
Raphael.
Shoe size.
What?
Shoe size for all the ladies. I
big. Really kick.
Favorite, just right.
Favorite city.
Atlanta.
Favorite candy.
Sour Patch Kids. First you're sweet, then you're sour.
Oh Lord!
I would
hold
lose,
on, you said
like,
Brandy. Brandy's your favorite singer, right?
Yes.
So we just heard Brandy was in the hospital.
Exhaustion. She sure was.
So what,
she sure was.
What's going on?
I don't even know the details, but I know I just got an alert. And why do you get alerts for celebrities?
Why?
Like, I mean, nowadays they give you alerts for celebrities breaking in just now. Brad and what's her name? Jolina. What's her
name? Angelina Jolie.
I don't care. But my thing is, they shouldn't be headlining. But anyway, but Brandy, yeah, she serious note. She
Trevor wanted to talk about Brandy, everybody. So
no, because I'm just saying because she got
with the exhaustion.
Yeah, she got like hospitalized from exhaustion on a Delta flight.
Ooh.
Sorry.
She should have flew AKA.
Nah, but they don't have a plane. What would be the AKA plane of random?
No, American Airlines.
Something honestly. Special to the sun.
I was about to say Spirit, but I couldn't do it like
not
that.
Spirit.
I'm just
not
playing.
Spirit.
AKs. I'm just playing. Hey,
you know, don't
come
do
on,
that.
Brittany. Brittany, listening.
You're my mom's AK.
I know.
She's listening.
I know Maya and Lauren was like, oh yeah, you're right.
Inside joke, Delta. Whatever that is. Well, call us up at 323-293-3375. You can listen to us at BorisMediaLive.com. But yeah, stress and exhaustion is a huge thing in industry.
No,
right?
It's true. It's like true everywhere, actually.
Yeah. Because you know, you have to worry about paying bills.
Bro, wait, but this is the thing. You know what's crazy? We all worry about stuff. However, guess what? Guess what worry does? Nothing. Everything you think about constantly either is a great thought or a horrible thought.
Right.
Or basically, horrible thoughts are hypothetical thoughts because everything you worry about is hypothetical. Like, right. You don't know how it's going to pan out. Mm-hmm. So
it
why
usually
worry?
Turns out fine.
Usually, 99%
of the time.
Bro, it's like we worry about something. We're like, why can't I? I don't know how. And you're like, oh, that was cool. Bruh, like exactly. Chill. All you have—that's what life is about—is being in the moment now and chilling.
Right.
Seriously.
Being in the moment. Have you ever been exhausted, Terry?
All the time.
Really? You're exhausted now?
A little bit. I'm hungry. I
really?
Can use a snack.
What?
Yeah.
You have snacks?
We got water. I got.
I drink tons of water.
Do you?
No, honestly, like being exhausted, like it's because. Wanting to always do things at your best. You know what I mean? When you have the opportunity to be the best, why aren't you taking that opportunity?
Mm.
So sometimes you overexert yourself in a sense of because you know you can do it.
Right.
And because you know you can do it, you're just pushing your body and pushing your mind and pushing your spirit in a place to where you didn't even realize that you were that exhausted until your body told you you're at a disease.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's just, we got to really listen to those signs and listen to our bodies more than our heart and our passion. Because if that's the case, we would go 24/7.
You know what?
She's smart.
I will say one thing that I kept in the back of my head now.
I mean, that's a big head.
Bruh.
Very big head. You guys don't know he has a very big head.
Hey, man.
Go ahead.
Come on. But I will say this. I've learned how to float with the river instead of trying to go upstream.
Yeah, fight it.
What? Like, we think we're... The problem comes when you think you're in control.
And you're not.
You're not in control.
Mm-mm.
If we were in control, you would never have a cold. You would never have a flat tire. But all of those things mean something. A lot of times we have a flat tire and we're like, why did I get this flat tire? Guess what? Because if you would have kept driving, you would have been...
Lost
lift
control.
Over seven times.
Come on. Come on, somebody. But we're complaining.
Like
and OD, our line brother, one
OD.
Day, he told me, OD. Let's go, Charlotte.
What's up, OD?
But like one time, literally he said to me, he was like, bro, like I was driving in traffic and I'm like, why is the traffic taking so long? He said, bro, he was like, that's just God slowing you down. Whoa! Like I said, bro.
And that was for OD.
You're so right. What you trying to say?
OD, I hope you're listening.
OD ain't listening. If you're listening, text us now. Nah. But for
that's
real,
so
like
true,
stress
that's
is
true.
All hypothetical.
Yeah,
and that's
is.
So stupid.
Right.
You know what? Everything you stress about is all about what ifs.
Mm-hmm.
People say, what if the sky fall? I was like a science dude. So I'm like, the sky can't fall. The sky, that's fog. The sky does fall. What you talking about? Huh? It's clouds on the road. But seriously, stress, and it is about resting.
Yeah.
Taking time to sleep. Literally sleep. People are like, oh, I'm going hard. I'm grinding, my dude.
I can sleep
well,
when
you
I'm dead.
Grinding.
You know,
oh, you're
going to
be dead if you don't
right.
sleep.
Exactly.
I'm grinding. Like, I'm okay, grinding. Where you grinding?
Yeah, you
coffee
grinding.
Drink?
Guess what happens when you continue to grind the same thing? It's nothing.
Right.
It's insanity.
It's insanity. And the definition of insanity is what? Doing the same
thing
over and over and expecting different
ow.
Results.
That's what's going to happen. So you have
crazy.
To change your outlook. This is what I've learned. You got to change your outlook. You got to change your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You got to change the people around you.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
And you have to put God first.
Preach. How?
Preach.
And that will literally change everything. And I've been trying to change my perspective,
too.
You know, I can't, you know, you have to get out of the same thing. You got to get out of the same routine. Mm-hmm. Call us up, 323-293-3375. We got about 10 minutes left. We're talking about a number of things here. So what's the next project for you, Trevon? What you got coming up?
Ooh, you know what? I'm going to just say this. The next project for me is a game changer. And I want y'all right now
to send Phil $200.
Wait a minute. right now, if you're out there listening, right, that means your ears are working. I want you to donate $25 per ear. If you got one ear that's listening.
Get that 25.
To Philly Friends.
To Philly Friends. Whatever ear is working. I said if you have an ear, even if you're deaf in one of them, send two. Physically.
$25 per ear. So that's $50 per person.
Per person.
Except that one person with one ear.
But honestly, I'm working on a number of things. And of course, the National Black Theater Festival is coming up in July.
And where is that located?
In North Kakalaki.
Is that in Winston-Salem?
Absolutely.
Oh, you know, I used to live in Winston-Salem. Remember that?
Yes. I remember you was doing the sales.
Yeah, medical device sales.
I do remember that.
My hair fell out and everything.
Oh, man.
Is it scary?
It's back,
hair?
Though. It's back.
No, it's not scary.
It sounds like Salem witch trials and stuff.
Yeah,
that's in Massachusetts,
like that.
Actually.
Oh. Yeah,
that's Salem.
That's
Salem.
Yeah, yeah. It's Salem,
the,
Massachusetts.
The black part. The black part. But we're doing the National Black Theater Festival. We're the headlining show.
Okay, yep. Tell people where they can go see the show to.
Go to Winston-Salem.
Oh, yeah, until the 11th here in Los Angeles. Lord.
Oh, but Five Guys Named Mo, again, this is our last weekend coming up this weekend. There are Friday, Saturday shows, uh-huh. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Look up ebonyrep.org. ebonyrep.org. And look for tickets.
It's a really good show.
Hey, come see. It's a fun, family-friendly show, so you can come see it.
It's a really good. It's a really good.
Thank you, man.
I liked it. What's your favorite song of Louis Jordan?
Well,
what's that song you got? Hold on. What's the song you guys came into the audience?
Oh, Push Ka Peachy Pie.
Push Ka Peachy Pie.
Right, people like push your peach and pie. Peach cobbler. But yeah, it's a very audience interactive show.
It really is. It's a very good show. I love it. But I love all the show you've been in, except I didn't see the Book of Mormon.
Oh, and you know what? That's a show that is amazing. It has such a great message. Not a family friendly show.
Yeah.
However, it's you know, it's you know, parental advisory.
Yeah.
But it's but with Five Guys, like, is very
Fat Mo, Little Mo, Skinny Mo, Nappy Head.
He said Skinny Mo,
Four Eyed Mo,
yes,
Big Mo,
and Eat Mo,
Eat Mo, Eat Mo,
and Oba Babatunde, the legend, CC, original CC on Broadway. And if you watch Dear White People, he's the bougie dude's father, the president,
The SJA president,
president.
Remember?
Come on, CAU, you Ivy.
No, I'm not bougie though.
Well.
That's up for debate.
Listen,
we need sponsors here on Philly Friends. And we're sponsored by the Plug Report. That's me. So I want other sponsors. So you guys call us up.
We're sponsored by me. Sponsored by my pocket.
But it's a Plug Report. It's a website. We're doing everything, but we're getting back up live. So I'm going to feature you guys on the website, okay? So you can call us up. We got about 5 minutes left. 323-293-3375. This show went by so fast.
Bro.
Yes. Wow. No, it's so fun. Much fun.
Exactly. So you have fun. We have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Hi, Philip. How you doing?
Hey,
Philip,
mama.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Show. I'm doing good.
Thank you so much for calling in.
I just want to say congratulations to Trayvon and Terry.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And I love you. And you can also sponsor if you would like to.
She said, I sponsored you since June
13th. Love you too.
You've been sponsored.
since 9 months before June 13th, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. You have anything to say for the audience?
No, just hello to everybody. I'll keep up the good work.
Okay.
All right, then.
Thank you so much. You finally got it in. She can figure out how to get this boy. She's like, how do you get on Morris Media? Like,
who is Morris?
Mama is Morris, not Morris.
Who is Morris?
Okay, I love you. We'll talk soon, okay? Okay, hello? She hung up.
She ain't hear none of that.
Okay, all right. So we're here. You got, guys, any final thoughts?
Final thoughts. let us breathe.
Come on, Yana Van Zandt.
You don't know anything. Who
Not
are you?
On my Honestly, watch.
Final thoughts. I would say follow your dreams and follow your passion, because we are having so much fun as a result. This panel right now is all about following your passion and dreams.
Yeah.
Philip, we're here because of you. And I thank you for that.
Well,
I honestly do.
I appreciate you.
When we have a serious moment, we be looking at you like, we about to fight.
Exactly.
I'm like, no, but I'm serious.
No, I appreciate it.
We look at each other crazy. But honestly, this has been so fun and just so enlightening right now, bro. Mm-hmm. And thank you for following your dreams.
Thank you so much. And we're Lion Brothers and we're best friends. And the thing about it is, it's no jealousy. We have to learn how to not be jealous.
Come on.
Right.
Because it's so much space in Hollywood. It's so much money. It's so much space.
What?
And it's so much opportunity for each and every one of us to do exactly what God wants
us to
do.
What's for you is for you.
Absolutely.
So why are you worried about it?
Come on.
We all have a lane. A lane to be effective, a lane to change lives, and that's what we're here to do. And why not do it together?
Right. And help
each other out, right?
Yep.
What about you, Terry? What are your final thoughts?
Man, like it's honestly a blessing to be here right now. Like it's I'm so excited that everyone called in, and I'm excited to see everybody back here talking and definitely make this grow. You know what I mean? We all have been blessed to be able to be in the industries and continue to pursue all of our passions that we want to do. The goal is to make sure that we're connecting with each other and being able to grow with each other, taking us to a different level that no one else can really touch when it happens, you know?
Yep.
And so I'm so excited for what's to come. I'm so excited to be here with you guys and to see where this is going to go.
Cause it's going to go far.
To go so far.
We're talking TV show, right?
So far.
We got a studio audience already.
Hey, she's going in history as the first black woman.
She's the first black woman to sit in the radio studio.
We're feeling friends.
That was funny to me. Kelly, no offense. Seriously, Kelly. Seriously, no offense.
We love Kelly. Kelly,
I know, I love her. I want to
bring back Kelly with you guys.
Yes.
Seriously. Come on. You know, the good thing about it, I have the next month booked out with people coming on the show. Awesome?
Bro,
that's great.
No, it's not awesome.
That's God.
It's supposed to be.
That's God, and that's
what
how
it's supposed to be.
Come on.
Yeah.
It is. So we're going to go out on this. What's on? I love Fuji's.
Come on.
What's your website, Terry?
You can go ahead and go to www.
Oh, okay, whatever I told you. Sir the Baptist. That's right. Sir
deliver
the Baptist.
Me.
I'm sorry, deliver me. I can deliver
Brandy.
My brain. Felicia's like, hold on, that ain't the song.
She said, wait, that ain't the song. She over there knocking on the window. That ain't the song that you
right now.
So you guys listen to me every Sunday between the hours of 6 and 7 p.m. Phil and Friends, sponsored by who? The Plug Report. That's me.
Don't get electrocuted.
Okay, we'll see you next week. Thank you guys so much, Terry.
Thank you.
Thank you for
having
me.
Thank you so much.
At Instagram, Trayvon, hit me up.
Would get beat by her husband, who was the deacon in the church. And the whole church knew, but no one would say anything. But I remember so clearly, she was in the kitchen, washing dishes, and she would encourage herself quietly because she didn't want to start anything.
She when you said, wake up,
Lord, deliver me, because all he seems to do is hurt me.
If you know someone dealing with this, pull out your phone and text him, I love you.
Hurt me.
Even if you got the song on repeat. When he would leave the house, she would say,
Lord, deliver me. So all he seems to do is hurt me.
But you really love me.
Of course I do, yeah.
When you ball it up inside.